The Struggle with Self-Condemnation, written by Jennifer Waddle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's Bible verse is Psalm chapter 37, verses 23 and 24. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Shame is one of the biggest deterrents of a Christian's freedom in Christ. Self-condemnation holds people back from living, serving, and enjoying the abundant life Jesus offered. When we mess up, we feel like we are bound by our mistakes and unable to truly move past them. But the Bible reminds us that when we fall, we are not utterly cast down. The Lord upholds us with his hand. His grace is sufficient for when we are weak. His power is made perfect. So why do we struggle with self-condemnation? Every chance he gets, the adversary comes in and shoots his arrows deep into our minds so that we are reminded of past shame and regret. In turn, this cycle of condemnation keeps us bound by failure, unable to live in the glorious freedom given us by Jesus' death and resurrection. Dear fellow believers, this should not be. The Bible reassures us that when we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive. And again, in Isaiah chapter 43, the Lord says, "I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins." If God, who is all-knowing, can forget our sins, why do we hang on to them and let them condemn us over and over again? Take heart. Your sins, once the color of scarlet, have been washed clean, white as snow. There is now no condemnation for you in Christ Jesus. Put on the full armor of God, so that when the arrows of the enemy come, and they will, you will be ready to deflect them straight back at him. It is time to rise up and say no to Satan's lies, and it is time to begin living the amazing, abundant life Jesus offered. John chapter 10, verse 10 says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly."
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.